I had a lumpectomy followed by 5 weeks of radiation. I talked to my husband about it, and his take on it was just do whatever you think is best. But I am very fond of my body, so I thought I don't want to lose a breast unless I really need to. Even though all the literature in the past spoke about mastectomy, it still, I thought, well, lumpectomy sounded like a logical answer. And I had negative nodes. They did a full axillary dissection. I had negative nodes, and I was lucky enough to be among that large percentage that didn't need chemotherapy.
What was your state of mind at that point when you found out you had breast cancer, your mood, your concerns?
Well, it's complicated because what happened when I developed breast cancer is when my mother had been diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer. So essentially, I put me on hold and took care of her. And also, I wasn't working at the time. I was fortunate enough not to have to work. So I was able to take care of her for the most part. But I saw it as, okay, this is my new job. This is what I did. So I was frightened, yes, but I really never thought in my head that this wouldn't work.
What was the next step?
4 years later, I had a second primary in the other breast.
How was that discovered?
Mammographically. So it was a very small medullary tumor. And at that point in time, they still did the full. There was no sentinel node, so we did another axillary dissection. And my take on this was just more of the same. Since I had done so well, I didn't consider this to be a bad omen because the doctor I was seeing at that point in time, and as I said before, I wasn't a nurse, so I was pretty much of a neophyte still. He said, this is just a new breast cancer. It has nothing to do with the one you already have. So I just looked at it as another, and at that point in time, I was in nursing school.